Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Kaesu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Toronto Comic Con in Toronto, of course, and we're meeting for the first time Lady Di cosplay. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How's your day been?
It's been pretty long, but very fun. A lot of people coming by, and yeah.
Nice. Awesome Magneto costume.
Thank you.
And I think you said you were going to be an Ewok tomorrow?
Yes, I am, definitely.
We're going to definitely have to come by and see that.
For sure.
Now, I guess the obvious question to start things off with is, how did you get into cosplaying, and what was the first costume you ever did?
I started cosplaying pretty much on a whim. I went to Fan Expo for the first time about 3 years ago, and I had heard about people dressing up at conventions, and I had asked my friends, like, hey, let's go dress up, and they were all like, oh, no, we don't kind of want to. So I wasn't going to, and then I found out John Barrowman was going to be there.
Okay.
And I'm like a big, like, Torchwood Doctor Who fan, and at 4 o'clock the day before the convention, I decided I was going to dress up as a Dalek for the con. Okay. So I, like, ran to the store and, like, got a skirt, cut it up to make myself look like a Dalek, and from there, I thought Fan Expo was the only convention. So the next year at Fan Expo, I redid the Dalek, and then that's when I really got into cosplay, when I learned about other conventions and started, like, expanding my fields of cosplay.
Oh, very cool. Now I gotta ask, what does your family and friends think about all the cosplay?
My parents think I'm weird, but I always tell them that there's a lot worse things that I could be doing instead of, like, showing up in purple body paint head to toe. Or
yeah. Hey, weird is good, I think.
Oh, yeah. Being normal is very fun.
Definitely. And what's the fastest cosplay you ever put together? Like, how long did it take?
Most of my cosplays, I'm a really big procrastinator.
Okay.
So almost all my cosplays are really quick. I never settle for, like, a month or more because I procrastinate.
Okay.
My words that I live by are probably the really bad ones to do, but it's procrastination equals motivation. Right. So I essentially procrastinate to the point that I have to work on it. So right. It motivates me to get it done. So usually it takes me about a couple weeks to do most of my costumes, sometimes less, but that's a lot of, like, all-nighters and cramming as many hours possible than I, like, have available.
Yeah, cool. Are there any other cosplayers out there you admire?
I admire, like, a lot of people.
Okay.
Just all the variety that a lot of cosplayers have. Like, the fellow geek girls and everything are all, like, some of my favorite, like, role models. And I just really look up to them. And they're varying degrees of skill levels. Like, there's a lot of things that I can't do that other people can do that I can appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a great group. We've met a bunch of them over the years, and they've all been nice to us. So.
Yeah. I love the geek girls.
Now, what kind of things do you geek out about?
Oh, my God, everything. Yeah. I am, like, the biggest fangirl ever. I am pretty much just a landfill of trash.
Oh, yeah.
My first fandom was Harry Potter, so anything Harry Potter is, like, my go-to.
Oh, cool.
And then recently, anything Iron Man gets me, like, freaking out, like,
nice.
Crazy. Robert Downey Jr. is amazing. Like, his portrayal of Tony Stark, like, he is Tony Stark, in my opinion.
I'm assuming you're excited for Civil War?
As I, like, fangirl.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't put to words how excited I am for it. Awesome. I'm obviously Team Tony. Captain America's great and all,
yeah.
But, like, it's Tony Stark. I can't handle it. I have so many Tony Stark kind of cosplays planned.
Oh, wow.
Terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, here's what I'm going to throw at you.
Okay.
We do a segment sometimes called the Geek Survey.
Okay.
One of the questions on it, if they ever made a movie about you, who would you like to play you in the movie?
Oh, man. I haven't really thought of this one before. I'd want somebody, like, epic. Like, I really look up to Emma Watson.
Oh, okay.
And just for, like, not just what she does, like, her acting or anything, but just, like, her work with the UN and everything. And she's so talented and gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, like, if she could portray me, I would die, probably. Oh, I could die happy.
And speaking of epic, I just noticed we're talking while the Spider-Man soundtrack's in the background.
Yeah. It's perfect. Very fitting.
Oh, very cool. Now, where on social media can people go to check out your work?
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Tumblr's kind of scary because it's all my fangirl stuff goes there, but I'm mostly on my Facebook, so where you find me the most, and then all my photo shoots usually get posted to Geek Girls as well.
Cool. cool. Well, I got to say, it was really nice meeting you finally.
Thank you.
We chatted a bit on Facebook.
For sure.
And we'll definitely get the workout. It looks like you're doing some great stuff, and we're going to come by and see that Ewok costume.
Awesome.
Too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.